Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Fall has arrived, and that means we're approaching respiratory virus season. COVID is already on the upswing, and other viruses, including flu and RSV, are also expected to tick up in the coming months. WBUR's Priyanka Dale McCluskey is here to tell us what to expect during this season of coughs and colds. Priyanka, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So where are we with the local COVID trends right now? It seems like a lot of people are getting sick right now.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. And COVID has been increasing for the past couple of months. Hospitals have been seeing more COVID cases, and the level of virus in wastewater has been rising. But here's the thing, this upswing is way below the level of previous surges. And COVID isn't hitting most people as hard these days because there's so much built-up immunity from vaccinations and previous infections. And we have treatments like Paxlovid, which also help prevent severe illness.
As we mentioned, COVID isn't the only virus out there. What should we know about the flu and RSV this year?
Right. Those are the two other viruses that we expect to see every fall and winter. Flu can sometimes be deadly, especially for older people. And RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, that is a really common virus, usually mild, but it can be severe for babies and for the elderly. And last year, you might remember, there was a big surge in RSV among young children. So I asked a few experts what to expect. They're watching for these viruses to spread in the coming weeks and months, but they can't predict exactly when. The good news is we have vaccines for all three of these viruses, and experts are hopeful at least some of the illness and death can be prevented.
Yeah, the newest COVID vaccine recently became available to the public. What do we need to know about it?
Right. The new COVID vaccine just started arriving in Massachusetts in the last week or so. Now, this shot was updated to better match the strains of the virus that are currently circulating. In that way, it's similar to the flu vaccine, which is also updated regularly. And for the first time, we have an RSV vaccine for people who are at high risk. So people 60 and older, as well as pregnant women who can pass the protection on to their babies in the first months of life. I spoke with Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health and former COVID response coordinator for the Biden administration. Jha says as many as 100,000 Americans could die from respiratory diseases each fall and winter, so vaccines are really important.
When I think about the fall ahead, I'm really looking at a period of time where there could be a lot of serious illness, a lot of suffering, but so much of it is preventable.
I just want to stress that this is the first fall we have vaccines for all three of the major viruses that tend to make people sick.
So who should get the new COVID vaccine? And as you mentioned, there are vaccines for all three. So can we get all three at the same time?
You can do that. Experts also say it's okay to take the RSV vaccine if you're eligible and space that out a couple weeks before or after the other two. The flu shot and the COVID shot are both approved for everyone 6 months and older. And a lot of experts, including Jha, say everyone should get them. And you can do both of those on the same day.
I really hope that what we see here is people getting into a routine where they get their fall COVID and flu shot, and they know that that dramatically reduces their risk of getting significantly ill.
And the general recommendation is to do this in October before Halloween. Now, some infectious disease experts say it's not so essential for young, healthy people to get the new COVID vaccine right away, that the benefits are not clear for this group. But there is consensus that older people and those with underlying medical conditions should get the new COVID shot.
And for the new COVID shot, will it be free as it has been in the past?
So health insurance companies are supposed to cover the costs of this shot. For people who don't have insurance, they can still get a free vaccine through a federal program, and this will be available at community health centers and pharmacies and other locations.
Are experts worried at all about the impact on hospitals? Because in recent years, we've seen hospitals get overloaded during this season.
Right. Winter is always a hard time for hospitals. They see a lot of sick patients in the winter. And they've sometimes had to delay non-urgent care because so many people are coming in sick with COVID or RSV or other illnesses. Cassandra Pierre is an infectious disease doctor at Boston Medical Center. She's hopeful we won't see that scenario repeat.
We will not be seeing, should not be seeing, another season, significant strains on the healthcare system. I certainly don't anticipate that.
But doctors acknowledge there's a lot they can't predict. That's been one of the big lessons of COVID. So we'll be watching to see what happens.
WBUR healthcare reporter Priyanka Dayal-McCluskey, thank you very much.
You're welcome.